Crosby Clooney, number 19, for broadcast Thursday, March 24th, 1960.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, Rosie.
Hello, Bing. How you doing?
Oh, I'm sharp as tack. That's pretty fragile.
Listen.
That's it. How about you?
Oh, I'm in fine fettle. There's another one.
Oh, wow-wee. Then you might say we're right up to snuff. And in fine fettle for General Electric bulbs and fellows and company. Now, who's going to start this thing?
You started, I believe, today.
Is that the idea? I'm first on, huh? Well, that's right, I guess. Okay, buddy. Why don't we go ahead?
It's wonderful. It's marvelous. You should care for me. It's awful nice. It's paradise. It's what I love to see. You've made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. Oh, it's wonderful. Marvelous that you should care for me. Don't you go blaming me for getting amorous. It's wonderful, marvelous that you should care for me.
Great tune, Bing.
Isn't that a dandy?
Yes, you really put your heart into it now that you're back in college.
College? Oh, you mean this picture I'm making at the College of the Pacific?
Yeah.
Great. Sure is wonderful. Makes me wish, well, it makes me wish I were really back, but things have changed.
How's that?
You know, the undergraduates look a lot younger than they did when I was at good old Gonzaga.
Yes. Well,
they got one thing that we didn't have, though. They got better light for studying.
Tell us how you and Abe Lincoln used to write on a shovel by firelight, Bing.
Oh, you get out of here. Get out of here now. Go on. I had General Electric light bulbs. But GE has learned more about how important light is in studying. For example, you shouldn't even try to read the funnies with less than 150 watts. You know, eyes are priceless. Light is cheap.
Tell that to my youngsters when they hop into my bed at 6 a.m. to have the Sunday funnies read.
You do that. I don't think they'd listen to me. But you might tell them also about the lighting recipes the folks at General Electric have worked out.
Lighting recipes?
Mm-hmm.
It's some kind of reducing diet?
Oh, no, Rosie. They help you get the most from your GE bulbs. Buying GE bulbs is only part of the battle.
Big part, though.
Oh, of course. But the folks at GE have gone beyond making the best bulbs. They send you a booklet called See Your Home in a New Light. That tells you where to place the lamps, what bulbs to use to give you the right light for every job around the house.
Sounds pretty good. How do I get one?
Well, I'll tell you what you do, Rosie. You just write General Electric, Department A at Neela Park, Cleveland 12, Ohio. Get your pencil there. General Electric, Department A, Neela, N-E-L-A, Park, Cleveland 12, Ohio.
Ladies, you'll find many new lighting ideas in this booklet. Write General Electric and ask for Lighting Booklet. That's General Electric, Department A, Neela Park, Cleveland 12, Ohio.
Time to sing now, Rosemary.
Good. I'm going to sing Time for Love.
See, just what is the time for love?
Any time. You know that.
I'm just asking. So, this a new song, Rosie?
Oh, yes. This is new. Time for Love.
Time for love,
is now.
Special to say?
Yes, it just happens, Ken, I do have something very special to say. I think all of us men, all across the country, should doff our hats to a lady inventor today.
Well, I'm for that, but you very seldom see a lady inventor.
Well, that's true, not as such.
No.
But the girls do come up with some very clever ideas. Now, today we salute lady inventor Carolyn J. Hoy. She's of Newcastle, Pennsylvania.
What did this lady invent, Bing?
She has devised the bracelet attacher.
The bracelet attacher. Just what is the bracelet attacher?
A device that helps a lady put on her bracelet, naturally.
Oh, I see. Well, I've done a lot of that sort of work myself.
I have, too, yes. But now, you see, it can be done mechanically.
What an age we live in.
Fantastic.
You know, a necklace snapper on her would be welcome, too, wouldn't it?
That would be useful. And how about a self-zipper-upper for ladies' dresses?
A zipper that would zip itself. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Priceless. Why, with the bracelet attacher and these other things, do you realize that they would release thousands and thousands of men for active duty?
Well, the bracelet attacher could well be the forerunner of these other gadgets.
And just offhand, I'd say that the bracelet attacher should be hailed as the greatest invention since the Chinese back scratcher. I would say that, and
I'll
I
allow you go
on record.
Say it. Fine. Well, it's a very handy thing to have around the house, I'm sure.
Now, if we could just get that zipper upper going.
And what about a hooker upper?
Hooker upper? A hooker upper, a builder upper. That would be great. An automatic hooker upper while we're about it. Oh, say, let's have a cufflink linker.
A cufflink?
Yeah, by Art Linkletter. Cufflink.
Oh, that's for the man who has everything.
For the man who has trouble with his cuffs. Anyway, here's to Carolyn J. Hoy and the bracelet attaching.
How about a salute to the bracelet purchasers?
Oh, us, huh?
Mm-hmm, yes, here's to us.
Say, wouldn't this be a good time to sing Count Your Blessings?
Might be. Go right ahead, yes. Yeah,
sure, I think I'll just do it.
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep. And I fall asleep counting my blessings. When my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all. I fall asleep counting my blessings. I think about a nursery and I picture curly heads, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. So if you're worried, you can't sleep, count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings. Irish rim and I picture curly hairs. And one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. So if you're worried you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
You know, Rosemary, when most people think of Rosemary Clooney, I guess they still think of Come On to My House, huh?
Are you hinting for an invitation or something?
No, but I did think the ladies in the audience would be interested in just what you were in Jose's house is like.
Well, it has all the modern conveniences.
Including instant Fell's naphtha?
Oh, definitely including instant Fell's naphtha.
Well, I hope so.
One of the greatest modern conveniences.
Well, like many of the newest helps for your home, everything in instant Fell's naphtha is built in.
Everything. Today, all you need for the cleanest laundry in the whole wide world is water, a washer, and instant Fell's naphtha.
It does the complete job.
Complete. You don't need bleaches or fabric softeners.
Everything built in, all in one package.
And instant Fell's naphtha washes out every bit of dirt every single time. Leaves wash clean, fresh and soft the way you want it.
You better remember that now the next time you mosey into the food store. Instant Fell's naphtha for laundry.
And don't forget gentle Fell's for dishes. The only dishwashing detergent that protects your hands with lanolin D. Gentle Fells. F-E-L-S. Fells.
For a spotless reputation, you just can't beat the Fells family of fine cleaning products. You gonna sing a little something for us, Rosemary?
Gladly, Bing.
What's your plan, Rosie?
I'm gonna sing for my good fortune, Ken.
Oh, that's for everybody's good fortune, I'd say. Everybody with an earshot, that is.
Well, I'll shout it out my best.
This is really a stirring spiritual, isn't it?
It gets one into the spirit, all right.
I just can't hold still during this number.
Well, then move, Ken. Clap your hands and tap your feet. If you get carried away and join in the singing, too.
I fully intend to.
And Buddy Cole and the boys are going to join in, too.
Great. We practically have a community sing on our hands, don't we?
Well, our little community here, at least.
We may make a very big showing.
No doubt about that. Everybody ready? Let's go. I want to clap my hands
for my good fortune.
I want to clap my hands
for my good fortune.
I want to clap my hands for my good fortune. I want to tap my feet
for my good fortune.
I want to tap my feet
for my good fortune.
I want to tap my feet and clap my hands for my good fortune.
Rosie and I would like to do a sad and an old love song now, folks.
Get your hankies ready, girls.
A song called Green Grow the Lilacs. We have this out in an RCA album, by the way.
I once had a sweetheart, but now I have none. He's gone off and left me to live here alone. He's gone off and left me contented to be, for he loves another girl better than me.
Then green grow the lilacs, and so does lonely, my darling, since parting from you. And at our next meeting, I hope you'll prove true. And change the green lilacs for the red, white, and blue. She passed by my window both early and late. The looks that she gave me made my heart break. For the looks that she gave me, 10,000 would kill. For loving another would make me quite ill. Then we know the lilacs and so does the rue. 'Tis lonely, my darling, since parting from you. And at our next meeting, I hope you'll prove true. And change the green lilacs for the Oregon blue.
I wrote him a letter in fancy fine line. He sent me an answer all tangled in twine, saying, keep your love letters and I will keep mine. Just you write your true love and I'll write to mine.
Then green grow the lilacs and so does the rue.
'Tis lonely, my darling, since parting from you.
And at our next meeting, I hope you'll prove true. And change the green lilacs for the red, white, and blue.
That was real pretty, if I do say so myself.
If you don't, I will.
How'd you like it, Ken?
Oh, wonderful, but gee, I'm all shook up.
That's the very effect we strive to achieve with this sort of number. Goodbye for today. Remember, we'll be right back here tomorrow.
Try to give us a listen, will you?
Certainly been nice being with you, and we'll see you tomorrow then.
Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood, produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Join us again tomorrow, won't you?